Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Reigning in Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Here's the Holy Ghost. Can you hear this coming through? He said, look at this. Look at this. What kind of love God has shown on us that we should be called the sons of God. Somebody said, well, you know, boy, maybe when I die I can become an angel. Why would you want to? That'd be a demotion. No, they would like to be sons of God. Oh, no. There's nothing higher than the sons of God except God. He said, beloved, he said, therefore the world knows us not because it knew him not. They don't know who we are. If they did, you couldn't fit the folks in here tonight. Amen. And in every other church in the country and world. If they knew who we are and who he is and what they can be too. Why don't they know us? They didn't know him. We just got through reading that in John, didn't he? He came unto his own. And his own received him not. Why? They didn't know him. So sad. It'd been preached in the synagogues for century after century about the Messiah, about the anointed one. People and scribes and Pharisees and Sadducees, they'd preached out of Isaiah and preached out of Deuteronomy. And here is the one they've been preaching about, and they hate him. Did not recognize him. Let's see to it that that does not happen to us. You know, I heard Dr. Lester Sumrall say this years ago. He came and spoke at a seminar at the school where I was attending, and at Rhema. And he began to get into this, and he talked about how that so many times people were in the presence of greatness and just clueless about it. That's my word. That he talked about individuals he knew that were such men and women of God, but the people around them just maltreated them, just almost let some of them starve, and people that had come up under them and fed on their teachings didn't see them until after they were gone. And then several years later, they wrote all these books and how, what a great apostle and what a great prophet, but they didn't see it. They didn't know it. You see it not just in ministry, but you see it on every hand. I've had men and women come and just cling to me 6 months after their spouse had gone home. And just spastic, just going, you know, my Brother Keith, I had no idea what that woman meant to me and what that man meant to me and what a woman of God and what a man of God. Well, it's a little late, right? See to it that you're not that way. See to it that you have eyes to see and you value what is valuable, right? Jesus came into his own hometown, didn't he? Did they value him? No, they judged him after the flesh. They said, who is this? This is Joseph and Mary's boy. How many understand God's going to use somebody? Yeah. Right? I mean, he's using human beings in the earth today, right? Well, human beings were born somewhere. Right? Human beings get dressed just like you do. Right? Human beings eat like you do, sleep like you do, have to deal with all their emotions and feelings just like you do. You know, the biggest problem with preachers is they're like you. Right? They're human. They're like you. Somebody said, how in the world could they do that? Well, how did you? You know how. Well, they ought not do it. Well, you ought not either. But he said, verse 2, beloved, did you get that next word?
Now.
Are you there? 1 John 3:2, beloved, what?
Now.
Now are we the sons of God. Oh, what a statement. Oh, what a statement. When? When we get to heaven. When we work real hard and grow and develop to the 99th level of faith. No, right now. Right now, right now, we are. Right now. The sons of God, right now. That's male and female, you understand? Male and female sons of God. In Christ there is neither male nor female. And it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, what? He will be glorious and holy, and we will be sad and lowly. For he is the great king. And we are the lowly worms that he saved in his pity. But different variations of that are preached. No, when we see him, we are going to be so thrilled because we're going to go, hey, yeah, we're like you, Lord. We're like you. We should have known it already. He's told us. We're in him. He's in us. And we are complete in him. Oh, hallelujah. The church has been so ignorant of this. And oh, the devil's so scared you're going to find this out. Oh, he's so scared. Too late. Tough. We're not only going to find out about it, we're going to keep it in front of us. We're going to talk about it when we go to bed. We're going to talk about it with our spouses at the table. Talk about it with our children in the car. We're going to talk about it when we get up in the morning. I'm righteous. He's made me righteous. Right now, I'm a son of God. Who do you think you are? I'm finding out. How about you? When we see him, what are we going to think? What are we going to see and know? We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. See, on the earth, so many people saw Jesus through tradition and men's doctrine colored glasses. You know, so the reason why so many people are not in church, because they've never seen Jesus. They've seen what people told them Jesus was. And it's not so. They've seen a God who's cruel and hard and unforgiving. They've seen somebody they can't even relate to and compare. But it ain't the truth. Jesus took on flesh and blood. He was tempted in all points. Just like us. Everything you've ever felt, he's felt. You believe that statement or not? I said, everything you've ever felt, he's felt. Everything you've ever been through, he's been. You might say, how could that be so? How could Jesus know what it's like to fail God miserably and to sin in the same area for the 1,000th time? He felt it all. When he took that sin and bore it on the cross and was judged for it. Didn't he cry out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Anything you've ever felt, he's felt and beyond. But is he there tonight? Is he on the cross tonight? Is he under condemnation tonight? No. Now you got to keep that in mind because that's going to really make you happy here in a minute. Was he there?
Yes.
Is he there now?
No.
No. Is he experiencing any sin or condemnation?
No.
Now?
No.
No. Is he glorious?
Yes.
Seated at the right hand of the Father?
Yes.
Majesty on high?
Yes.
Is he spotless?
Yes.
Is he pure?
Yes.
Holy?
Yes.
Perfectly righteous?
Yes.
Yeah, but he had all your sin on him. We're going to talk about that more in just a minute. Now go to the fourth chapter. Some of you are trying to get ahead of me a little bit. You, that's all right. That's why I did it. I want you to be thinking about it. I'm going to read you some powerful statements here in a minute, so you better hold on to your chair there. 1 John 4 and 17. 4:17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Now let's just stop right here. That we might have what?
Boldness.
When?
In the day of judgment.
In the day of judgment? You're bold? The Bible talks about judgment when people are screaming and crying from mountains to fall on them and cover them. Right? But you and I in the day of judgment are doing what? Hey, Jesus. It's us. It's that Branson Faith Life Bunch. You know us. I said, no, you won't. You'll be groveling under a rock. No, I won't. I believe this. I believe this right here. Who do you think you are? We're finding out. We're finding out. In the day of judgment, you may have what?
Boldness.
Why? Keep reading. Keep reading. Read the text. Why? Because as He is, so will we be. As He is, so are we when we're glorified in heaven.
Now?
In this world? Right now in this world, what? As He is, so are we. How is He? He's righteous. He's pure. He's clean. He's holy. He's completely loved and accepted of the Father. So am I. So are you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Reigning in Righteousness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1001E. That's R-1001E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.